You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Join me now in welcoming the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan.
House Speaker Paul Ryan returned to his home state of Wisconsin last night for a televised town hall forum in Racine. It was his first in-person public town hall since he was elected speaker back in October 2015. And it certainly started off well for him, as you can hear on CNN, at least inside. Meanwhile, demonstrations went on outside the venue on issues ranging from his support for Obamacare repeal to demands for the condemnation and censure of President Trump over his comments on Charlottesville. On that issue, Speaker Ryan stopped short of supporting censure as he responded to the moderator, CNN's Jake Tapper.
So I do believe that he messed up in his comments on Tuesday when it sounded like a moral equivocation, or at the very least, moral ambiguity.
Chuck Kornbach is the Milwaukee Bureau reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. He's been covering the town hall. Chuck, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello, and thank you.
Well, if Speaker Ryan thought that he might face the same kind of blistering audience that many of his congressional colleagues have stood in front of over the last 6 months, it seemed like a pretty tame, well-managed affair last night.
It was by and large. I mean, this was sort of a halfway measure for Ryan saying he would take questions from the public, but the access to the event was controlled by CNN. I think CNN helped to choose the questions, but they did provide sort of a Democratic and Republican and independent balance. So it was relatively tame. There were some boos during some of Ryan's remarks, but police were well on hand, trust me.
One of the big headlines to come out of the meeting overnight was that the speaker, as we heard a little bit earlier, was not ready to go as far as some of his colleagues in the House and Senate had in condemning the president's remarks after the Charlottesville incidents.
I'd like to ask you what concrete steps that you will take to hold the president accountable when his words and executive actions either implicitly or explicitly condone, if not champion, racism and xenophobia. For example, will you support the resolution for censure?
If we descend this issue into some partisan hack fest, into some bickering against each other, and demean it down to some political food fight, what good does that do to unify this country? We want to unify this country against this kind of hatred and this kind of bigotry. So I think that would be the absolutely worst thing we should do.
So, Chuck, it sounds like the speaker wants to keep his channels open to the Oval Office, no matter what some senators and members of Congress want.
Right. He went partway last night in saying the president messed up on Charlottesville. But the question, which, by the way, was from Dina Feingold, a Kenosha rabbi, and who is the sister of former U.S. Senator, Democratic Senator Russ Feingold, who tried to get back in the Senate last fall but lost to Ron Johnson again. That was a very touching moment. The Feingold and Ryan families had grown up within a few blocks of each other in Janesville, Wisconsin, and to hear the question, a very personal question, come from her about censuring the president and Ryan's response of no, was made for one of the highlights of the night, I think.
The Ryan town hall began just moments after the president finished his address on Afghanistan at Fort Myers, so one of the questions, naturally, to the speaker was on that topic.
I'm pleased with the decision. I'm actually pleased with the way he went about making this decision. It was described to me recently by one of our military planners that for the last 16 years, our comprehensive Afghanistan strategy was 16 one-year strategies. So we have had a convoluted strategy with respect to Afghanistan, and I think it's high time we have a more comprehensive strategy.
Which implicitly praises Trump and knocks not just Obama, but George W. Bush as well.
In a way, and of course the follow-up question from the audience was from an Army veteran who said, well, why didn't the Trump speak of an end date? And Ryan said, if we have an end date, then they'll wait us out. So even when Ryan went along with the president, there is a segment of the population saying, okay, wait a minute, but when is this going to be over?
You know that corner of Wisconsin well, Chuck. Is the speaker in trouble at home?
He is likely to face a Republican challenger again who lost badly to Ryan in the primary in 2016. He has at least two Democratic opponents, an iron worker from the Racine area and a school board member from the Janesville area. The way the district is organized, though, and boundary lines and so on, Ryan has sort of a built-in advantage. It would be an upset if he had a loss or even a close win. He typically wins by 10 or 15%. He picked up some Milwaukee County suburbs, south suburbs, which are pretty conservative in the last boundary redrawing. So the district is favorable to him. He's been out meeting with businesses, taking employee town halls, telephone town halls in this event last night. So he's trying to make sure he's active on the home front at least.
The speaker's hometown of Janesville came up quite a bit last night. Americans who've never been there may know the name not because of Speaker Ryan, because it was home to one of the oldest General Motors plants in America, which has since closed. Has there been good news on the manufacturing or employment fronts in that part of Wisconsin?
Well, overall employment in unemployment in Wisconsin is only about 4%. It's pretty good in terms of people having access to jobs. Whether the jobs pay enough is another question. In Janesville, no, the GM plant stands vacant. What Congressman Ryan and Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker have been touting quite a bit is this proposed Foxconn, this video display manufacturer plant in Racine County, just, you know, happens to be in Ryan's district and a little bit west of where the the town hall was held last night. So Ryan has been promoting that, and the state of Wisconsin has been moving along with an incentive package for Foxconn that could get more airing later this week. So it's he's not quite talking about GM, but he's talking about Foxconn.
That's Chuck Kornbach. He's the Milwaukee Bureau reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio and covered Speaker Ryan's town hall. Good to talk to you, Chuck.
Thank you.